Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District, a great participant in the show who does us the honor of showing up and talking to us and telling us what he's thinking. So, Sean Patrick Maloney, nothing is on people's minds more in the political sphere than the tax overhaul. And that leads me to ask you a question. And that is, you know, can people transcend the idea, okay, we want a tax cut, in order to understand, you know, in other words, is there citizen literacy, citizenship literacy growing? We saw it with the health care bill. People knew that their health care was going to get taken away. Now, on the tax bill, there are a lot of those things. Is it too sophisticated for people to understand?
Look, it's pretty complicated. That's probably right. But here's what I find out about voters. You know, when you come after something important to them, they start to pay attention. They sure as heck did when these Republicans in Congress wanted to come after their health care. And they got in the game. And by the way, judging by the election a couple nights back, you know, they're really in the game right now, and that's good. We should all want people engaged. On taxes, it's real simple. You got to pay attention to this, folks, because if you live in New York, this thing's a killer for you because they're coming after your state and local property tax deductions. If you're a senior, they're going to whack Medicare by $400 billion in this plan of theirs. So they're coming after Medicare. Guess what? They're giving huge tax cuts to the rich. That's their go-to play. They always do. And the estate tax, you think I'm making this up? It will literally give billions of dollars to the richest people on the planet. And here's the kicker. It will add $1.5 trillion of new debt to our country over the next 10 years. And this is supposed to be the crowd that cares about balancing the budget and is always lecturing us on debt and deficit. So it blows a hole in the deficit. It goes after Medicare. It gives all the benefits to the rich. It gives crumbs to the middle class. And for states like New York, it puts a bullseye on people's state and local property tax and income tax deductions. So it's just a bad bill for New York, and people ought to get in the game on this. By the way, that's why the realtors hate this. It's why the home builders hate this thing. It's why the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the guys who represent small businesses, they're against this thing. The AARP is against this tax bill. Republican conservative county executive Rob Astorino in Westchester says it's terrible for New York. So don't take my word for it. That's a conservative Republican talking. Pete King on Long Island is against this thing. A bunch of New York Republicans are against it because it puts a bullseye on New York. We need to do tax reform for sure. I got a bunch of ideas on that. But this is a terrible bill that the Republicans in Congress have cooked up. They did it in secret. They're trying to ram it through. People need to get in the game on this.
You mentioned something very dear to my heart, which is, after all, what this is all about. I had a letter today from somebody who thought that the deduction for alimony was being repealed. And boy, that was at the top of his list. So, everybody has a favorite thing. But you just mentioned the M word, Medicare. How do they do that? How can they take money away from Medicare? I mean, guys like me depend on it.
Well, if you look at the budget resolution they passed, it includes a $473 billion, with a B, billion-dollar cut to Medicare to help pay for this thing. Because the truth is, it's $5 trillion in tax cuts. It ends up blowing a $1.5 trillion hole in the debt because they also have a bunch of ways they raise money in this. And one of the ways they raise money in this to give these big tax cuts is that they go after everything under the sun. That's why they want to eliminate all the deductions that help people in the middle class. That's why they're going after Medicare. And by the way, if you now deduct medical expenses because they're more than 10% of your income, that's not everybody, but for those people, man, that is life or death. That goes away in this with no way for those folks to get made whole. So it's one thing if you say we're going to increase your standard deduction and we're going to take away all your itemized deductions, right? That's just a trade-off. But if what you're doing is you're leaving middle-class people basically the same place. Because, by the way, if you make $50,000 a year or $75,000 a year, you might save $100 or $200 under this thing. That's what the experts tell us. And, by the way, you'll be paying more after 5 years under this plan. So it basically does nothing for the middle class. But, boy, if you're a billionaire, you literally save billions on the estate tax because that disappears. That's huge for super rich people. If you're making $700,000 a year, you used to be in the top tax bracket. Now you're not, because the rate for couples is going up to $1 million when it used to start at $400,000. This thing is riddled with these little giveaways and special provisions. There's even anti-abortion language in this tax bill, which attempt to give rights to the unborn and all sorts of novel and inappropriate ways. That, by the way, it had nothing to do with his tax bill, but they stuck that in there. This is what happens when you get work done in secret without anybody watching. I mean, they go after the Johnson Amendment in this tax bill, which prevents churches from doing partisan politics if they want to be a 501c3 not-for-profit. I mean, do we want all our churches now to be choosing up sides in all these political battles? Isn't our country political enough? That's in this bill. So this is a lousy bill. It helps the rich, cuts Medicare, takes away people's state and local property tax deductions or scales them back, and it does nothing for middle-class people, and it puts a bunch of new debt on our country. So what are we doing is my question. If you want to cut taxes for middle-class people, let's do that.
Isn't there a rule where you can only bring up the debt, the national debt, to a particular amount and still maintain the right to have a bare majority in the United States Senate? And what do they think they're doing?
Well, here's what they did, Alan. They're clever. What they did is they passed a budget resolution, and that's what governs whether you're increasing the debt over the next 10 years off of that resolution. So the resolution says you can add $1.5 trillion to our debt over the next 10 years. And then because the tax bill only is $1.5 trillion, mostly to the rich, but $1.5 trillion, then they qualify for that special procedure in the Senate called reconciliation, and they can do it with only Republican votes. So that's complicated for folks to follow, I know. But here's the bottom line. This thing adds $1.5 trillion of new debt, on top of the $10 trillion we're already projected to add over the next 10 years. That's $11.5 trillion of new debt over the next decade on top of our existing $20 trillion of debt. So that's the Republican plan. By the way, they'll admit that. That is not in dispute. And if you ask yourself why Republicans in New York like Pete King and Rob Astorino and Westchester and others have said this is a terrible tax bill for New York, it's because they're paying for these big tax cuts to the rich by going after deductions that help the middle class, especially in high property tax, high home value states like New York. That's why you're seeing a bunch of New York Republicans opposed to it, a bunch of New Jersey Republicans opposed to it, like Leonard Lance and others. You don't have to take my word for it. This thing is a lousy bill for New York. It's lousy for the country. And it does very little for the middle class. You might get a couple $100, folks. I don't want to mislead you. Some of you listening, if you make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, you're going to get a couple $100. But ask yourself what Donald Trump's kids are going to get, because it's billions is the answer. And then ask yourself why we're taking away the deduction for folks who spend 15 or 20% of their income trying to take care of a disabled kid or an elderly parent, because that deduction's going away. And ask yourself why the realtors hate it, because they say property values could drop by as much as 10% in places like the Hudson Valley, because you're losing the deductibility for all your property taxes and your state income taxes and your mortgage interest, which is on the table here. So we can do tax reform. We can knock out the loopholes. We can get corporate profits back from overseas, and we can lessen the burden and simplify the burden on working and middle class people if that's our real goal. But if our real goal is to give huge tax cuts to the rich, then you play all these games and you take away these deductions. This is the Republicans in Congress are not looking out for middle class New Yorkers. I can tell you that.
We are talking to Sean Patrick Maloney, who is the congressman from New York's 18th district. Sean, I love it when you show up, and you do all the time, and we are immensely grateful. When we come back the next time, I got more for you.
Okay.